Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, I hate being right. I mean, we all kind of called it this opioid crisis, and the way legislators decided to attack it, we knew was going to have unintended consequences. You know, I hate being right. My husband hates it. I'm an I told you so-er. I just do. I hate to be an I told you so-er. I just do. I'm like, I told you so. I told you so. My husband will get back at me. Apparently, it's a Renaissance Fair this weekend in our neck of the woods. We've got the Renaissance Fair. My husband loves going to the Renaissance Fair. And I get it. I mean, I'm into that whole thing with the knives and the chivalry and all that, you know. But it wasn't until my boys told me that they want to go too. And I'm like, okay, good, you know, because the knives and all that. They go, no, because of medieval boobies. Like, what are you talking about? Well, the women are there dressed, right, with their little, you know, they have their little, I don't know, with their boobies. I don't know how you, I think you have like a corset or something. So the whole family's going to the Renaissance Fair. I'm working with some students this weekend, so I'm not going, but they're all going to be really happy because they're going to see a lot of like women in dresses and medieval boobies. As opposed to me, I have, I guess, Mesozoic boobies. I don't know. So anyway, but back to me being right. Okay. We're all right. This opioid crisis is no joke. And when we saw that legislators decided to take the ball and run with it, because that's how politicians do things. Okay, they don't do things in little baby increments. They're like, we're gonna make a difference, and we're gonna make a difference now before election day, so we could say we did something. So when in my neck of the woods, we were having about 400 people a year die of opioid-related deaths. How many of them were heroin versus a, you know, dentist prescription for Lortab is debatable. You know, we're assuming a lot of it was fentanyl and heroin, but nobody really gave us the numbers. Laws were made in my state. Laws were made in a bunch of states. And what did doctors do? Well, remember, doctors were being sued in the early 2000s for not managing a person's pain. I see treatises from law professors saying not only is it malpractice, but it's criminal negligence. And these people should be criminally tried for not managing a person's pain. It's cruel. So doctors went from being sued to not treating to now being threatened to lose their license or to being sued or to being criminally charged if somebody overdosed on a medicine that they gave them because they were trying to manage their pain. So a lot of doctors said, okay, you know what, we're out. Fine. I didn't go into medicine to be thrown in jail. I didn't go into medicine to lose my license. So, you know what? I'll just deal with your prostate. I'll just deal with your cholesterol. I'll deal with your diabetes. I just won't write narcotics. Well, today in the news, actually yesterday, U.S. health officials are imploring doctors to not abandon their pain patients, not to discharge them, not to cut off their pain medications, because narcotic withdrawal can be dangerous. Now, I've talked about narcotic withdrawal versus benzodiazepine withdrawal. Benzodiazepine withdrawal, if you stop your Xanax or you stop your Valium or Klonopin, you could actually seize and die. If you stop your alcohol and you're a very, very heavy drinker, you could seize and die. Narcotic withdrawal won't necessarily kill you per se by inducing a seizure, but these people who are withdrawing are in so much pain, are in so much fear that they're suicidal. Or with narcotic withdrawal, you get a lot of diarrhea that you can become really, really dehydrated. And then that can mess around with your electrolytes, can mess around with your heart. And then people in pain don't sleep very well. If they don't sleep very well, what kind of a driver are they? So it is dangerous. Narcotic withdrawal is dangerous. It might not be as dangerous as benzodiazepine withdrawal, but it's dangerous. So the U.S. Health Department has now come up with guidelines for us doctors to very slowly taper a person off. And good for them, the HHS, I mean, it's, you know, we love the education, thank you. The problem is the average doctor I know is like, well, I don't prescribe opiates anymore, so this doesn't relate to me. And the average doctor I know is working for a company that might not be very open to narcotic prescriptions. In fact, there's many clinics out there that are like, we just don't write them. We just don't write them. We don't go there. In telemedicine, no, we don't do narcotics over telemedicine. And now a whole bunch of people are going to telemedicine. And they're calling me on telemedicine going, my doctor just left, or my doctor won't take pain patients anymore. My doctor just dropped us. Well, you're not supposed to have abandonment, all right? You know, medical boards kind of guard against that. But a doctor can dismiss you and give you 21 days notice, 28 days notice, and you're on your own. And so you have all these patients in pain who had spinal stenosis, diabetic neuropathy, MS, who knows, a whole variety of conditions. And they don't have a place to go for narcotics. And so the HHS offering guidelines to taper is nice. And thank you. We appreciate it. But when you look at all these stories of doctors in North Carolina, so many of them saying they're not writing it anymore. Doctors in Nevada saying, I'm not writing them anymore. That's what I want to see fixed. Are you going to change the rules where a doctor will lose his license or be tried criminally or accused of malpractice for writing a narcotic that somebody later decides to parlay into a heroin addiction and later overdose on? Are you going to, you know, get rid of all those new laws that got thrown in our face about a year ago? Are you going to get rid of all the bureaucracy and red tape and paperwork doctors have to do if they want to write one pill? No. Then you're not going to get medical providers back on board with writing narcotics. Are you going to change the healthcare landscape where we don't work for people anymore, where we get to have our own office again and get to make our own, you know, rules, and, you know, or are we going to have to be employees of big corporations that have opiate rules? Unless you change that, your guidelines, HHS, albeit they're very, very nice and appropriate, don't do jack diddly squat, because the average medical provider is like, I'm still not going to write them. You know, I didn't go into medicine and go hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt just to have my license taken away because somebody's going to accuse me of somebody overdosing when all I was doing was trying to help them with their pain. So until you fix that, people still aren't going to jump on board and help people with their pain addiction. And we have pain crises now. People are in pain. We never fix that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, the Center of Immigration Studies published a study this week looking at the potential cost if we offered illegal immigrants health insurance. Now, I know in some states you can't say illegal immigrants anymore. So undocumented residents, I'm still not sure what in what state you could say what in. But people who came to the country not legally. Can I say that? Okay. And people do. I mean, you know, they flee. They, you know. I come from immigrants. They came legally. They got a visa. They came through. You know, it's very interesting. Did I ever tell you? Okay, from what I found out from my family, is after the Holocaust, and my family, who was Austrian and German, escaped. came down to Israel. Grandfather was Austrian, grandmother was German, came to Israel. After the war, America allowed some visas to be given for people to come to the United States. And they actually gave visas to people who were German scientists, a lot of Germans, people who had wanted to either flee persecution or people that could contribute to America's scientific, studies. That's how Einstein came over and a whole variety of, Germany was at the head of a lot of the medical revolution and a lot of medical and science. You know, Germany had a very, very robust scientific system. Unfortunately, you know, their academia relied a lot on, Holocaust prisoners, which is something we don't want to think about, and unfortunately it's true. But my grandmother, because she was German, was able to get a visa and was able to come to the States. And so my family, my dad's side, my dad was, had just finished his army stint, and he had gotten to come over to the United States with his mom and dad because of a German visa that was offered by the United States. Then they went, took the classes, learned the language, and became citizens. So that's kind of how they got here and became citizens. And so, I'm pro people, emigrating to, or emigrating, from a place that, they, deem not to be as, good as America and wanted to immigrate to and, make, America great and, help, pay taxes and, help, create and what's the word for it when you contribute, I'm for all that. That's fine. So not all illegal immigrants are here to just, get handouts. A lot of them do want to contribute and they do want to live here. But unfortunately, for some reason, they couldn't go the legal route, and they went the illegal route. So the Center of Immigration Studies wanted to look at if we offered them health insurance, what it would cost. They found that it would cost anywhere from $10.4 billion to $23.6 billion. Now, health care for illegal immigrants has been a huge topic. You have people on the left expressing sympathy for it. People on the right going, how we aren't even taking care of our own legal immigrants or our legal citizens. How are we going to, pay for illegal immigrants? And so the left may come back going, well, first of all, healthcare shouldn't be that expensive. If we have a cheaper healthcare system, then it wouldn't be billions of dollars. But there was really no number to attach to it. So now we have a number, up to $23 billion it could cost. Now, I don't know if that's annual, but that would be money that we would have to take in from taxpayers. Now, the candidates, especially on the left, have not really confirmed any definitive policies around health care. CIS sent in a survey that indicated Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren were among those considering one. I believe in California, Governor Newsom had decided to offer Medicaid to illegal immigrants. That's costing millions of dollars. And, on one end, being a doctor, you want anybody getting health care. It does us no good to deny a person health treatment. If you have an illegal immigrant here and they have tuberculosis, treat the person. First, you don't want them to die. And second, you don't want them to spread tuberculosis around the country. So, when you ask a doctor or a medical professional, even if they're on the right, they're going to be like, okay, look, we can't have sick people coming into the country. Now, how a person on the right leaning side of the spectrum would say is, well, what we need to do is limit illegal immigrants from coming in. We need to put them into the other line where it's legal immigration. They could go through health checkups. We could figure out what resources they have. If they have family sponsors, we do the whole Ellis Island thing. If they're too sick to come into our country, they go to the nearby hospital in Mexico or whatever. If they are people that we could fix, we have hospitals along the border. We have residents in training along the border They'll get to train. They'll get to work. They'll get to save lives. And, you know, there's a way to do this. There really is a way to do this. But we can't have people sneaking into the country and have no control over what's happening. And then all of a sudden they're sick. They have no insurance, no ID. And a hospital's like, well, what are we supposed to do? We can't afford to take care of you. I mean, you know, the way things were done in America, nobody seemed to complain the way Ellis Island did it. You know, if you were too sick to come into the country, you couldn't come in. If you didn't have family that was going to support you, if you didn't already have a job, you couldn't come into the country. And I know that's, you know, archaic, but a lot of countries had to have some sort of immigration policy. And so how the country wants to deal with it is, well, we don't want to limit illegal immigration because these people could be potential voters. So why don't we just, so, you know, we don't look like we're bringing in sick individuals. Let's just give them health care right away. Well, giving them a card or an ACA Obamacare health care plan doesn't necessarily mean you're giving them health care. Also, a lot of people have to understand certain cultures have different attitudes towards medicine. You know, the botanicas are very, very commonly utilized by the Hispanic population, where their herbs are natural remedies for sicknesses. You know, we Americans, we'll go to the doctor and ask for antibiotics, but a lot of Hispanic people, that's not in their culture to do. So, you know, are we educating everybody on, you know, what could be an infectious disease and what, you know, are we screening? Are we giving everybody a doctor's visit and exam? So, or having a medical provider examine them? So, you know, what the Centers for Immigration Studies have done has kind of given us a number to work with. And they have actually advocated for lower levels of immigration into the United States. In its study, they said there were 4.9 million illegal immigrants who would be covered by such policies. And these were those that defined as earning an income 400% below the poverty line, who did not have health insurance, so they would be definitely eligible for Medicaid or Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. And they estimated that if all illegal immigrants received a subsidy under the ACA, it would cost taxpayers $22.6 billion. But the figure would dip down to $10.4 billion, if the likely enrollment rate of 46% was taken into account. So if you have everybody covered, it'd be $22.6 billion. If there's less than half that sign up, $10.4 billion. So now we have the debate, and this is what's going to be debated. All right? You know, rather than start to work to solve a problem and get a proper, you know, immigration pathway set up, instead, we're talking about, well, how do we give them my health insurance? Well, you know, giving them health insurance and a card is nice and dandy, but what about giving them food? What about giving them a job? I mean, when you decide to open your borders, all right, what jobs do you have? What food do you have? What living homes and stuff do you have for these people coming into the country? And then the average American who is unemployed, not the average, but an American who's unemployed, who's been a U.S. citizen here their whole life, who still has trouble putting food on the table because they're barely making minimum wage, can't afford to take the kids to the doctor because their deductible is so high. How do they feel about that? You know, this always seems to happen. You know, we get so used to our family and we know they're a captive audience that when there's a stranger, we just shower so much love and attention onto them. And that's really nice. But it's, you know, if you don't take care of your own, you don't have a country later. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former U.S. Ambassador Maria Yovanovitch is testifying before a House committee in the impeachment inquiry on Friday. Yovanovitch is a career diplomat who was abruptly recalled from Ukraine in May. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes from California is on the committee where she's testifying, and he believes she's a highly partisan witness.
My guess here is this is somebody that the Democrats have been coordinating with. Okay, let's not pretend that this ambassador hasn't been working with the Democrats. Okay, that's been happening. She is a Democrat. She's a partisan. It's well documented.
A 4,600-acre wildfire is forcing thousands of people to evacuate their homes in California's San Fernando Valley. The Saddle Ridge fire was first reported around 9 o'clock last night, and with wind gusts as high as 60 miles an hour, it has quickly spread. The fire has already destroyed a number of homes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. This story, I don't even know what to make. I can't make heads or tails of. But there was a Kansas middle school girl, so a girl in middle school, Kansas, who apparently was asked by another classmate who she would kill. I mean, I don't know if I was ever asked that of a classmate. I mean, I went to 12 different schools. But I'm sure kids ask each other, you know, if you could kill somebody, who would it be? Yeah. You know? Or, you know, if you had, I don't know, maybe kids talk like that, maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't ever remember getting asked that question. But my guess is, if I had been asked that question, and there was somebody who was like the biggest bully, and really, really mean to me, and I had to answer the question, even though I would never, ever kill anybody, I'd probably point to somebody. Well, what this middle school girl did is rather than point when she was asked that question, she formed her fingers into a gun and pointed it at several of her classmates. So what happened to her is she got arrested and charged with a felony. Now, this incident happened on September 18th at Westridge Middle School in Overland Park. I've been to Overland Park. It is a fantastic city. It's great. They got, Kansas City is, I love the city. Family there, it's a good town. It really is. And Overland Park is about 13 miles south of Kansas City. It's a suburb. And administrators were alerted by this, and they contacted police, which is kind of now what the process is. You know, schools are trying to hone down the process now on what to do when they think they might have a potential shooter. You know, we're all trying to find the next potential shooter years before they become one. Even though all she did was, put her fingers into the form of a gun. So according to the Kansas City Star, the girl was having a discussion with a classmate who asked if she could kill five people in the room, who would they be? So the girl responded by making a finger gun and pointing it to four students and then pointing it at herself. Now, when I'm asked about child psychology and when I'm asked about what would be an appropriate response by a teenager, any teenager that would do a pretend gun or kid to themselves, huge red flag. So I am 100% behind the school being notified and there being help. Whether she had to go to jail and be committed of a felony, now that gets to be a little tricky. Also, I'm 100% behind anybody that makes a gesture of wanting to kill another child has to also be reported. So I'm for that. It's just a felony. An Overland Park police spokesperson told NBC News in a statement that an individual who felt threatened used the school's online anti-bullying app to alert administrators, who conducted an investigation and then told the school resource officer. The resource officer is employed by the city's police department. They interviewed both students involved to affirm the actions which constituted the potential threat. The girl, whose identity is not being released because she is a juvenile, was then arrested by the resource officer. Now, police said too often there are reports of violence in schools and inevitably questions about what could or should have been done to prevent the tragedy. Threats in schools are taken very seriously and treated appropriately. A spokesperson for the Johnson County District Attorney's Office said after reviewing the evidence, the girl was charged with criminal threat, which is a felony offense. She is due to appear in court next week. Now, John Kavanaugh, the girl's grandfather, told the Kansas City Star that he thinks the incident got completely out of hand and should have been handled in the principal's office and not with the teenager being charged with a felony. See, I think this should have been handled by a psychiatrist and a psychologist. This child needs help. And the idiot classmate asking, who would you kill? Now, again, what prompted the classmate to, I mean, maybe the classmate was, you know, maybe the classmate was, wanting, maybe the classmate picked up on something, so decided to just kind of do the detective work themselves. I don't know. But the grandfather said the 13-year-old does not have access to a gun. She was just mouthing off. I'm really worried about my granddaughter's future. So a spokesperson for the Shawnee Mission School District told NBC News that he could not discuss the incident, that the district was not involved in the girls being arrested. So that's kind of what the school districts are now doing. They get the police involved, and then they're out. And I mean, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, I get how, you know, schools have so much on their plate that, you know, figuring out who's going to be the next shooter and incarcerating them. I mean, that's got to be, you know, with the authorities. But also, I think schools have to be involved at some level, because if this kid felt that way because somebody was bullying him, anybody being bullied should probably be in a counselor's office and ask how they feel. And a lot of these people who end up becoming shooters were bullied. And they grew so much hate towards people that bullied them that, you know, they should be interviewed, identified, and helped. So David Smith of the school district said, we didn't have any control over that action. And he declined to say if the school disciplined the student who began the discussion by asking the girl who she would kill. So, no, you know, I guess, comment on what about the girl that asked the first girl. So, what does all this mean? Where are we now today when it comes to identifying future shooters, identifying which kid could be at risk, which kids could be victims. You know, schools unveil a lot of evidence. So when parents aren't around and teachers aren't around, sometimes your only witnesses are other kids. And if there's somebody with a screw loose, and there might be, another child saying, look, this person keeps talking like this, that's, you know, sometimes that's all you have to go by. And, you know, other children are going to be your first piece of evidence, you know, or your first, I guess, alarm to that something is going on. And other kids pick up outliers really quickly. You know, I mean, teachers should too. But anytime I would teach a class, and there would be somebody, you know, alienated by others, others didn't want to work with them. You know, they would kind of sit by themselves, or you saw people kind of uncomfortable working with somebody. You know, there might be something going on with that somebody. You know, and why is that? You know, is it that they're not showering? Is it that they have bad breath? They're not eating? Is it that they're weird? Or they're acting weird? Or they say things that make other people feel uncomfortable? So a lot of times kids are the first ones to kind of figure that out. But schools are still at a loss of how to prevent the next school shooter. And the reality is there are kids that go to school that don't want to be there and don't like their classmates. I can tell you right now, in every single classroom, there is at least one, I think we could all agree, that doesn't want to be there and hates some of their classmates. We're talking every single classroom across the United States. I remember being in Sunday school and being bullied and hating the girl that was bullying me. You know, I mean, I didn't want to kill her or anything, but I mean, you know, there's hate going on in these classes. And with hate spurns violence. Now, in the olden days, you would fight it out. Well, we don't do that anymore. You can't. Can't sit there and beat up another kid. Good. Good. Because now weapons are, you know, a little bit more higher tech. And, you know, people are now actually bringing weapons to school. So I'm not really for everybody kind of beating up each other. But that's kind of how we used to deal with those issues. Or we would avoid school. But, you know, you have hatred and you have bullies and you don't have very healthy childhood environments in every single classroom. And people say, well, where's the teacher? Well, the teacher is trying to deal with already an oversized classroom and a curriculum and all of their issues. So this is an example of how schools need to do better. And we'll keep you posted if we hear what happens to her. 1-877-DR-LA.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess Nancy Pelosi has had to show that her political party is as vested into health care as Trump's administration is on the right. And so she has made suggestions or plans to attack drug prices. Well, Trump has said he was going to do that too. So everybody wants to get the credit. And I get it. That's fine. I mean, we got an election coming up. So who will have done more for drug prices, right? The Republicans or the Democrats. And that's going to be a huge talking point in the next election. Well, the head of the pharmaceutical industry lobbying group, Big Pharma, the Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America, has warned that a bill to lower drug prices, sponsored by Nancy Pelosi, would have a, quote, devastating effect on the industry and weaken its ability to develop new treatments. Now, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America is one of the most powerful groups in Washington, And its CEO, Steve Ubel, I know I'm mispronouncing it wrong, or Ubl, outlined on Thursday the arguments the group is making as it seeks to ward off this push from the House, Senate, and Trump administration to crack down on prices. So if H.R. 3 becomes law, they say it's lights out for a lot of very small biotech companies that are pre-revenue and are depending on attracting capital. And we've talked about this. In order for a pharmaceutical company to make money, they have to sell a drug. But they got to put billions of dollars into developing that drug, loans, etc. And they have to convince banks, they have to convince investors that they're going to be able to sell that drug. And so if government is going to say, nope, generics only, or, you know, no, you can't even charge a certain amount even after you do produce it, then the average tech company or biotech company or pharmaceutical company that's trying to come up with a new drug, now it's going to make it a lot harder for them to come up with the capital to do it. We started a business, but we've acquired a couple Supercuts that Regis Corporation was selling Supercuts, so we bought a couple franchises and are building a third. And in order for a bank to give us the loan, we had to convince them a lot of things, how the market's going to be, how we're going to run the business, how, you know, we have, you know, background in business. I mean, a bank wasn't going to just give us money. And same thing, even if a pharmaceutical company really, really wants to, out of the goodness of their heart, help, you know, make a drug for, you know, Americans or the world, a bank's not going to give them money if they think that the current political landscape won't allow them to make a profit and pay back their loan. So Pelosi's measure is expected to pass the House as soon as the end of October. The bill will face some odds with the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed to block what he calls socialist price controls. But Pelosi hopes that President Trump, who has long rallied or railed against high drug prices, endorses a bill. It could push it towards the finish line through a potential deal that might not actually go the way she hopes if this whole impeachment process continues. So Ubel said his group is treating Pelosi's measure, which would allow the government to negotiate lower prices on up to 250 drugs per year, as a real threat of becoming law, and is pushing it back hard. And he says, I think there may be a mistaken notion in certain quarters that this is a messaging bill that won't become law, and therefore it's a free vote. And we're here to say otherwise. This type of policy would have a devastating effect on the industry and the patients that we serve, and we're going to continue to take it very seriously and engage with policymakers accordingly. Now, some of you are out there going, okay, Dr. Dahlia, I am not going to feel sorry for pharmaceutical companies, and I'm not asking you to. Okay, I get there's some medications out there, and you are like, what the hell? I still don't understand why EpiPens are $300-$400 a pop. I just don't get that. I don't get it at all. And, you know, now that we see this implosion of the healthcare system, companies might be trying to make whatever money they can. And so you can't trust one company from the next. I get that. But I've been a doctor for many years. I practiced medicine for many years, still continue to. And I see what's going on with healthcare. And I understand how expensive it is to make a drug. You know, when you guys heard that a lot of companies were abandoning Alzheimer's research, the media made it sound like it's because some of the trials failed. Not entirely. That's only part of the story. If a company does not think they're going to make it and hit gold with that drug, they pull out. Just like De Blasio. De Blasio pulled out of the presidential race because you have to hit monetary landmarks. If you don't, you get attrished out, you know? Is that right, Tricia? You get weeded out. So if these pharmaceutical companies are looking at, you know, well, Pelosi wants to cut drug prices and any neurological or dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's drug is pretty costly. They saw the writing on the wall and go, we are going to be last man standing and we cannot. This is musical chairs. And if we're not going to be able to get a seat quick enough before the change, no. It's not. No, don't do it. Now, Pelosi said that cutting drug prices would not reduce innovation in new drugs. It's not going to hurt innovation. She said the bill would invest in research at the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health cannot research every single drug. And again, we just can't have it all under the government. She says we will have savings that we could reinvest in innovation that benefits everyone and not the bottom line of the pharmaceutical industry. Okay, well, that just shows her naivety. It takes millions of dollars and failed millions of dollars. And it takes a drive and it takes a competitive edge to make you want to find that drug and come up with it. And if the National Institutes of Health are like, all right, guys, you know, here's a grant, do this, work on this. You need companies fighting to get that Ebola drug out on the market. Fighting to get the proper flu shot. Fighting to get the next cancer treatment. And you need competition for that. House Democratic lawmakers were given a memo last month that focuses groups of swing voters conducted by the firm Heart Research Associates. Pharmaceutical companies claim that this bill will stifle investment in R&D. And many see pharma's message point as a scare tactic that drug companies have used for years. Yeah, that is a problem. A lot of people aren't really buying the big pharma message because they don't have a super bug. And so when they get an infection, the antibiotics are kind of working. They're doing okay with generics. So the average American is like, you know what? I'm good with this. I'm good. Well, remember, you're in America. If you take a look at what's going on here and at the NHS, a big headline is 4.1 million people in England are right now on waiting lists for a procedure or surgery. And more than 500,000 people have waited 4 months or more. They're going into flu season, just like we are, and they have all-time wait lists. So you might think that, okay, you know what? We'll be okay with generics. We'll be okay with Medicaid and Medicare. We'll be okay with government-run insurance. We won't. Just look at what's happening to other countries with socialized medicine. Now, we have it bad. We have wait times. But it's really bad in those countries that don't know how to manage health care. And I see a lot of naivety, I see a lot of, you know, immaturity, and I see a lot of self-serving, you know, politicians trying to make rules and laws for our healthcare system when they don't know what the hell they're doing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.